Chat with Jenna Hawking.
Oh, it's a jungle out there in the dating world, and sifting through the jungle is our love dating expert, Jenna Hawking.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, Jenna.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, heading into the weekend. You must be excited. All your dates coming up. What do you got lined up?
Oh,
what is lined up for you this weekend?
Is it back to back to back to back?
No, I've set myself a mission to meet a bloke in real life. IRL, as the young people say. Yeah, I'm going to a festival in Sydney.
Jeez, you're really going out into the jungle.
Does the guy know that you're meeting him, or you're just hoping that you will meet somebody of significance in the wild?
No, my future husband has no idea that meeting me this weekend.
So do you have any tactics? Like, will you go really hunting down eye contact, see what's about? Like, what are you doing when you get there?
It's all about eye contact.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a fine line between creepy eye contact and just cute, you know? You've got to do it no longer than 5 seconds. They give it away if you do the sneaky look back. And
if you look back.
Yeah, oh, that's
look
the giveaway.
Back guy. You want the look back guy.
I can't wait to hear how that goes next week.
What is your article about this week? Because I've seen the headline and it's my favorite N-word, narcissist.
We throw the word around a lot.
Yeah.
The old narcissist word gets used a lot. But I came across this girl who put a YouTube video up that was what it's like to be a sociopath.
This person is a sociopath?
She's a sociopath. So she's a current Miss Australia contestant.
Yeah.
And she's been clinically diagnosed as a narcissistic sociopath.
Holy hell.
Tick, tick. I was like, well, I have to talk to her.
What is that? What does that mean?
So the common traits of a narcissist is they lack empathy, they have disregard for others, a tendency to lie and manipulate, their egos are out of control, and they basically just use people for their own gain. Pretty darn evil, and they're everywhere.
It's true. A lot of them work in radio.
Well, yeah. That's what she said. She said the media industry, like, they've done studies.
Well, it attracts those qualities.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
So she said CEOs, surgeons, politicians, lawyers, and actors. But you know what I found really interesting? She said narcissistic traits can actually be really useful in some professions. For example, a surgeon, say something goes wrong and, like, say you're in for some surgery and something goes wrong. A surgeon who lacks empathy will just go straight into black and white solution mode. So they take, you know, they're not freaking out about your family who's waiting in the waiting room.
Or yeah, right. They can get the job done.
They just go straight into solution mode. Right.
Sure.
How do we fix this? And I was like, ooh.
How do you pick?
The other scary thing is she said no one voluntarily gets diagnosed as a narcissist because narcissists don't think they're narcissists. They have such a grandiose, you know, ego. They assume there's nothing wrong with them. And the only reason people get diagnosed is because it was a court order, they're looking at jail time, or they've had an involuntary mental health assessment.
Right. Can they change their ways, do you think, or once a narcissist, always a narcissist?
Well, most psychiatrists refuse to treat narcissists because they don't believe they can be changed. If you go to a psychologist and say, I think I'm dating a narcissist, they will say, get out of there. They don't give you tools to, like, help them. They just say, get out of there. It's
There's this thing that I've heard of called the psychopath test. It's like a scenario that you tell someone. And then based on their response, you can tell if they have psychopathic tendency. And I know being a psychopath and a narcissist are different, like if we're talking about in a diagnosis kind of way. But
yeah,
it's like this scenario that involves, it's like a funeral and a person, and you say the scenario, and then based on their response to your question, you can tell whether or not they have those tendencies. That's a good one to bring up on a date.
Oh, my God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to Google that, and I'm definitely
I'm going to send
that
it to you. Yeah.
Please
this
do.
Might help you out Jeez. There in the wild.
Well, look, the article, news.com.au, that's where you find it. You're doing it for them, and the podcast for news.com.au as well, which is?
Kinda Sorta Dating.
Jenna, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.